Well, this week's show, we have Disney news about Sweet Spells on Sunset Boulevard, Disneyland popcorn buckets, and a major closure at Disney World, and so much more.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Park Hopper John from WDWParkHoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a four-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
So, we found out this week that Sweet Spells on Sunset Boulevard at Disney's Hollywood Studios is going the way of Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, closing on April 15th. If we didn't hate Tax Day enough.
Well, Tax Day is the 17th this year, but that's okay.
You know what I mean? Sweet Spells on Sunset Boulevard is getting ready to undergo a major refurbishment and will close its doors on April 15th. When the location reopens, Beverly Sunset will feed... Beverly Sunset?
That's the name of it.
Really?
Yeah, on the marquee. It's Beverly Sunset.
Holy crap.
And then Sweet Spells is in the marquee.
Beverly Sunset will feature an expansion of current Pixar merchandise as well as prepackaged treats. In addition, a wide variety of sweet treats, including guest favorites from Sweet Spells, that will be continue to be offered at Hollywood Studios, at merchandise shops, and quick service locations. Now, here's the thing. When Toy Story Land opens, Beverly Sunset will be the exclusive location for Toy Story Land merchandise outside of the land itself.
Yeah.
Seems to me that they might have forgotten something in the planning stage there.
Yes. So what I found out this weekend, talking to certain cast member people at Sweet Spells,
yes,
is Toy Story Land only has two merchandise kiosks and no store. They built two attractions, a lunchbox, flipped the Toy Story Mania, but didn't put a store. Now, the question that I had, and we were talking about this earlier,
right,
is doesn't every attraction dump into a gift shop?
Yes.
Yes, you would think so. I mean, all the Pandora stuff does.
Yeah.
And those are brand new.
Both of the Pandora stuff does. Don't go crazy. Both of the Pandora.
Well, those are both brand new. They built them just recently, so they do know that there needs to be a gift shop.
So here's the thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Stop and think about this. Imagine being a fly on the wall in the meeting where you're starting to finalize some of the stuff for Toy Story Land. Mm-hmm. You're like, Julie, how are we doing on the attractions? We're doing great, sir. We're 90% complete on the roller coaster. We're 75% complete on the new Alien ride, and we're 45% ready. We'll be ready to go on Midway Mania, reopening it up. We'll be good to go for the 2019 date. Excellent, excellent. Steve, how are we doing on the lunchbox? Great. Press release went out. Everybody's very excited. The food choices, ma fait très fin, perfecto. Excellent. So how are we doing, Steve or Bill, on merchandise? Bill? You fired Bill last week. Oh, crap.
Yeah, because there's no store.
There's no merchandising.
There's no store for Bill to put his stuff in.
Whoops. Yeah. Bob Iger's like, ring, 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 ring. Hi, this is Bob.
The ticker on my phone that tells me how much money we're making is not working for Toy Story Land. There's no merchandise in there.
Mr. Johnson, hi, this is Robert Iger, your boss's boss. And we're just wondering, how did you build an entirely new themed land and forget the merchandising? Yeah.
Well, you know that'll be the first thing that they add.
We had kiosks, sir. You fired.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You've been ejected from the park.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Disneyland friends, you're going to have to get me one of these. There's a lot of stuff happening over at Disneyland California Adventure because of this Pixar Fest. And I think they're going to get some interesting merchandise. Some is coming. Some we've seen kind of pictures of. But I think there's going to be some stuff they're going to surprise us with. But they just released this recently. Mm-hmm. I think it was today even. The Little Green Alien refillable popcorn bucket is coming to Disneyland pass holders. So I'm going to have to call on my pass holder friends to get me one of these. Because this is very similar to the one that they had in Tokyo.
Nice.
Now, I heard that we're going to get one at Toy Story Land, mm-hmm. but that ain't going to be until June.
Dang it.
Yeah, so as part of Pixar Fest, Disneyland Resort annual pass holders will be able to pick up this Little Green Alien premium refillable popcorn bucket beginning April 24th, right around the corner. The Toy Story-themed popcorn bucket will be available for $20 at select popcorn locations in Disneyland Park and Disneyland California Adventure through May 24th. So that's like a 30-day window.
Mm-hmm.
Or while supplies last, which will probably be the case.
In about 10 minutes.
Yeah. The buckets can be refilled for $1 all the way through June 21st. So that's good. It's pre-bagged, pre-boxed, or flavored popcorns are not part of this offer. So it's got to be the fresh pop. Disneyland locations are Frontierland near Mark Twain Riverboat, Main Street USA near City Hall, the Main Street USA Hub, New Orleans Square near the Haunted Mansion, Fantasyland near Small World Promenade, Fantasyland by the Fantasyland Theater, refills only. Mickey's Toontown near Gadget's Go-Go Coaster, refill only. Tomorrowland near Star Traders, refill only after May 3rd. Now they're getting specific. California Adventure locations include Buena Vista Street near Carthay Circle.
On days that end with Y.
Grizzly Peak near Soarin'.
On days that have full moons.
Hollywood Land near Hyperion Theater, refills only.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody's going to have to snatch me up one of these popcorn buckets. I'm going to have to put my feelings out.
So let me ask you this. Seems to be a lot of focus on the Little Green Aliens.
Yes.
You know, I know you've got your Buzz little thing there, but not a lot of Woody stuff. Not as much Buzz as I would anticipate. Yeah. No Slinky Dog stuff. I've not seen any major Slinky Dog stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got an attraction.
Well, we haven't seen yet the June 30th merchandise announcement.
That's true.
I know they are going to do some limited edition pins. They did announce those. But we haven't seen the merchandise yet. They've announced the food. They've announced things like that, but no merchandise yet. Right. So I think it's going to come soon.
Right. Understood. Looking forward to it. I hope you get a bucket.
Yeah.
So let's play a quick little game. For those of you who are listening to the show, feel free to email us. We would love to hear DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. For those of you who are watching live, and Tony, where would you like to see a brand new Disney park built? And don't say right outside your house. Has to be somewhere other than Florida or California. Where would you like to see, and it could be a country anywhere around the world, where would you like to see another Disney park built?
Vegas.
Vegas? You think standing in line in Florida sucks. Could you imagine? And they're going to build an Animal Kingdom there, so it'll be 406 degrees in the shade. Seriously, where would you want to see another park built?
It's got to be in some place warm. So some place like Arizona, Mexico, Texas, Georgia, but it's too close to this one. It's got to be in some place warm because I don't think Disney likes, you know, they don't like when it snows in Paris and they don't like when it snows in Tokyo. because I'm sure attendance goes,
right,
you know, right in the toilet. So it's got to be in some kind of southern warm state, I would think. If they would go in the middle of the country, I would probably say Texas.
If I didn't think that the tourism would not support it, I would say either Hawaii or Australia. Mm. I think that would be pretty cool.
Canada would be good too,
except for the cold. It snows there a lot. So if you're playing along at home, or if you're you know, just listening, is Saudi Arabia on your list?
No.
Well, guess what, folks? Saudi Arabian officials are attempting to persuade Disney to build a theme park, and there's only one way they're going to make Disney think about it. They're going to make it rain.
Didn't they? Oh, that would have been prior probably to the acquisition. They did build a Marvel park there.
Yes, but that has nothing to do with Disney because it's... Well, pre-acquisition.
I think it was pre-acquisition, but maybe now it might have something to do with Disney.
So
maybe they would just add on to that.
According to the Wall Street Journal, officials from Saudi Arabia met with Disney on Tuesday, April 3rd, to attempt to potentially persuade Disney into building a theme park in their country. The bid for a new Disney theme park in Saudi Arabia seems extremely unlikely, and Disney has, quote, given no indication it will support the Saudi pitch, end quote. A spokesman for Saudi Arabia's General Entertainment Authority said they've targeted Disney among other entertainment giants like Universal and Warner Brothers. Saudi Arabia is planning entertainment hubs throughout their country, including theme parks, resorts, live shows, and everything in between. He stole my tagline from WW Park Hoppers. I'm not excited about that, Saudi Arabia. Mm. You'll be hearing from my lawyer. So, I know that they've got some indoor theme parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this something that you...
They have, I think, also one of the fastest coasters in the world. It's a Ferrari ride.
Yeah.
And I've literally seen people's faces like...
Melt.
Know, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes at ludicrous speed.
They come back like with no skin on their skull. Yeah. It's tragically horrible. The ludicrous people behind speed, them...
That's the butt.
They've gone plaid.
Yeah.
They basically trade faces. The people in the front face go on the people behind.
Yeah.
You got to feel bad for the people in the front because they've got no face.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And nothing to protect them. At least if you're sitting behind somebody, you could kind of get up behind them.
That's right.
A little bit.
Funny story about, it has nothing to do with Disney, but I was very lucky. I got to go up to Carowinds. No. It was Busch Gardens. Up in Virginia.
Oh, wow.
And got to ride their new roller coaster like the second day it was open.
Oh, wow.
And the thing was, you sat in the seat and the little itty bitty thing came up holding you in. And like the previous weekend was when they did the launch of it and Fabio had ridden the ride. And so you go up to the very top hill and then you drop down below ground level and come back up and go over a hill. As they crest the top of the hill, a bird slams into Fabio's face.
Holy mackerel.
He's wearing a white shirt, you know, typical Fabio. Yeah. He came back just like bird blood. Parts and blood everywhere. I see that happening on a roller coaster that's not indoors if you're doing a Ferrari ride.
Yeah.
At least put a windshield on it.
Yeah. I don't know if they would do this because being that we have a world-class destination here in Florida, I know from certain people I've spoken to in the local hotel industry here close to Walt Disney World that, you know, Air Emirates now flies direct from Dubai. And I don't think they want to ruin that because people are coming here.
Right.
I mean, by the plane load. Mm-hmm. And that would just, you know, and these people have money.
Right.
And, you know, they're the ones that do the $250 an hour VIP through the parks because they can.
Right.
You know, I know one of them took an entire floor of a hotel for his family of four because he just didn't want anybody else on his floor. So
nice.
I don't know if they would do this or not. I don't know.
The problem is when you build a theme park, that park has to sustain itself during the down season.
Yeah.
The Saudi area, you know, the places like Abu Dhabi and some of those big places, they might have enough to generate enough money, but they're never going to have the tourism.
Yeah.
It's all going to be, it's all going to have to be locals.
Yeah.
Because nobody around there can afford the park admission.
Yeah.
So it all has to be tourism coming in. And I don't know if there's that many people. And I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Please correct me politely because I'm not reading up on this kind of stuff. But I don't think there's an incredibly large tourism going towards Saudi Arabia. And
there is to Dubai, I think.
Yeah, but to go to a theme park like Disney.
Yeah, they've kind of made it that. You know, those crazy people, too, are now doing... they're building another island thing in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a whole nother thing they're building. But they are there is a lot of intense shopping.
Right.
You know, a lot of people go there because there's every, you know, couture, shoe, high-end luxury, you know, retailer selling something in that country. So,
right.
Anyway. Right. Hey, if you've been coming to Disney World for a long time, since probably the 70s and 80s.
Or you live here.
you know that for a long time, the only place to get food was over at a supermarket called Gooding's in a certain shopping center called Crossroads, right at the end of Hotel Plaza Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the years, there's been a lot of restaurants in and out of there. I know there's restaurants there. There's some retail there. The supermarket is still there. It's still overpriced.
They've got some cool stuff there, though.
But it's there. They do sell Disney merchandise. But here is the fun part, kids. It's all going away. The entire shopping plaza is being bulldozed. So according to the internet, this is on a couple of different places, such as like the Orlando Sentinel. Tenants of the Crossroad at Lake Buena Vista have been told that the shopping center will permanently be closing due to an expansion of Interstate 4. The popular shopping center and dining spot is local is located just outside Walt Disney World on State Road 535. Tenants have been told that they have 18 months to close. The construction is expected to begin in 2020.
Wow.
Tenants of the Crossroad of the Lake Buena Vista, including Gooding's, supermarket, Pirates Cove Mini Golf, Buffalo Wild Wing, McDonald's, Taco Bell, TJ Fridays, Tom and Chi, which was that great grilled cheese place.
Yeah, the firehouse.
All gone. The Florida Department of Transportation will be using much of the 29 acres for retention ponds. So they're going to turn the shopping center into a retention pond. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, so we read this story a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
That they were thinking about doing it, but they didn't have a date yet.
Yeah.
So now it's it's a reality. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. I've heard, too, there were some different plans that I saw that there's going to be an exit and an entrance ramp from I-4. I mean, so literally, you could go down the end of Hotel Plaza Boulevard and either get on I-4 or get off. And listen, I'm not a conspiracy person.
But
all roads lead to Disney.
Correct.
In Florida. And this is just another way to get people on and off property in a quicker, faster fashion.
Sure.
I mean, they have the one that goes right into Disney Springs.
Yeah.
From one end, this could be another one. Maybe this will link to the third garage, parking garage, for all we know. A little bit of a stretch,
maybe.
But I'm saying.
Maybe. They still have to get, there's traffic on 535, so there's always going to be that.
Yeah.
I feel, you know, they're having a retention pond, they're going to have runoff lanes.
Mm.
This is going to be kind of a weird spot because there's other ancillary things right there.
Yeah. So so what did they say was saying? The Waffle House?
And that crappy gift shop.
No, I think the gift shop is going.
It's on the other side of the Waffle House.
And the hotel, I think, are going to be kind of the only two things. I think where the gift shop is, something is going there. But those two pieces will get to stay.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. When I saw the picture, I was like, what? The gift shop is going with the waffle? I guess maybe because it's such a small footprint.
Yeah.
They don't need that space yet.
That's crazy.
You know.
That's totally crazy.
Anyway, Pretty crazy.
It's going to be weird because they're going to have to shift some of the stuff because that is one of the most populated, yes. not populated, busiest McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people stay in the hotels, walk down there.
Yeah.
So that's
and even a lot of cast members go there before they head, I can't say cast members, the International College
right.
and college program people that stay over on Vista Way
right.
Go there.
Right.
Because it's right on their way home.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Now they'll have to go to Osceola Parkway.
Yeah, very interesting. So, guys, if you're from Disneyland and you're really jealous about all the great things we get, like mobile ordering, now it's your turn. Mobile ordering service is coming to the Disneyland Dining. Disneyland Resort will be adding new mobile ordering service that works with the Disneyland app, which will allow guests to save time when dining at fast casual and quick service restaurants. From your smartphone, guests will be able to search for participating restaurant, select their arrival time, choose their food, place their order, pay, all while using the easy to follow app instructions. Annual pass holders can even apply their discount at participating locations. Do we have that ability?
Yes.
Good for us. Once at the restaurant, guests will check in on the app and pick up their order without even waiting in line to order and pay. Currently, mobile ordering is available at many of the quick service dining locations at Walt Disney World. More information on the new service, plus when and where it will be rolled out, should be announced soon. So it's not bad. I'm happy for them.
I've done it before, and it's pretty quick. I mean, I'm saying it's pretty quick. If you give them enough time, if you're standing outside the restaurant ordering, you're not going to get it instantaneously.
No.
You know, so if you're somewhere getting off an attraction or in a queue line, you can order. And then once you get near the restaurant, you hit, I'm here. And that's when they'll, you know, get the order actually ready.
Right.
So I've done it, and I think it works, so...
Excellent.
It should work there. The only problem is if, you know, you go into a restaurant that's kind of small and crowded, then there's no place to eat, and then you got to go find a place now to eat your food.
Right.
So that's the other problem.
Mm. Is there an option where you can get it to go?
I think most of it is to kind of go
right.
in most places.
Okay.
At least it was for me. Hey, they released some new images for the new Donald's Dino Bash opening May 25th, 2018 here at the Animal Kingdom.
Sweet.
Starting on May 25th over in Dinoland, USA, will be overflowing with vibrant new decor, festively dressed characters in preparation for an incredible summer.
Incredible.
Guests can look forward to experiencing Donald's Dino Bash, a prehistoric party 200 years in the making. This special event has Donald Duck taking over Dinoland in a celebration of the unexpected discovery that his ancestors were actually descendants of dinosaurs.
Nice.
All right, I see the tie in there now.
Uh-huh.
At Donald's Dino Bash, guests will find more old friends than Disney's Animal Kingdom Park has ever seen, including Donald himself, Daisy, Goofy, Pluto, Launchpad McQuack, and you can even catch Chip and Dale in their all-new dino-inspired costumes.
Nice.
Maybe they have them dressed up as dinosaurs.
Well.
Now, why isn't Rex over there from Toy Story? He's a dino.
Yes. Not everything has to have a Pixar tie-in.
Well, all right. But I tried. So would you go over this? You're a big Donald fan. No, you're not a Donald fan?
My mother's the Donald fan.
All right. Would your mother go over this?
Is Donald there? Then yes. Yeah, she'll probably go over there. This does not make me want to go over and play where the kids play. This, no.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun. I mean, why not?
Yeah. I don't know. I heard, you know, Dino Land was going to become an Indiana Jones area.
Me too. I'm very disappointed it's not.
Yeah. Maybe this is something tying them over till they can figure it all out.
Well, it's just a party, basically, right? So, I mean, that's not a big deal.
For the summer.
for the summer. That's not a big deal. Yeah. That could be changed and all that good stuff. If we had day tickets and mom was in town and wanted to go,
right,
we would certainly go. I'm probably not going to tell her about it, and maybe we'll surprise her with going to go see the nighttime show at Animal Kingdom, assuming it's still going. I haven't heard.
Yes.
I haven't heard about it. So we go check that out and then go to the party, and then she'd be like, oh my gosh, it's Donald Duck. She'd have a great time. But anyway. Okay. So any fans of Disney Cruise Line? Yes? Hello?
Haven't been.
Got to go. Disney Cruise Line has partnered with The Chew, oddly enough, for brand new port adventures. Because reasons.
Because you can't stay on the ship?
No, you can. You can stay on the ship. But if you go on a port adventure, Disney can charge you money for that.
Oh.
According, hat getting a little to you.
Getting to hot.
You. Yeah. You've worn that thing for 2 hours, man. I'm proud of you. according to the Disney Parks blog, Disney Cruise Line has partnered with ABC's The Chew for several new port adventures. In ports around the globe, you'll enjoy, quote, food and beverage-themed port adventures that celebrate the stories, cultures, and flavors of the places you visit, end quote. These port adventures will include culinary classes, epicurean adventures, and wine and dessert tastings. You had me at wine. During the culinary classes, guests will prepare the local dishes with step-by-step instructions from a local expert chef. Each class will conclude with guests tasting their own creations, whether they're good or not. You're going to eat it. I'm just kidding. If you love seafood, then you'll love the epicurean adventure in which you'll catch your own fish, then prepare it fresh.
Mm.
No word yet on if you have to scale your own fish or not. Last are the wine and dessert tastings in which you'll be taught everything from wine appreciation to dessert creation. There's so many ports that are participating in the new partnership with The Chew, including locations in Europe, Alaska, Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean, and the Bahamas, which, coincidentally, are all the places that Disney Cruise Line goes.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, totally down with that.
Yeah. Sounds like a good little tie-in kind of thing.
And I'll go ahead and make a little kawinky-dink prediction. It is not going to be inexpensive.
Mm.
This type of thing is... not going to be cheap, especially if they're talking about catching your own fish.
Yeah.
That's going to involve you having to go out on a boat,
right,
probably.
Yeah.
That's not going to be cheap. It'll be fun. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so, right. So yeah, if you guys go on some of this, let us know.
What is the typical excursion on a Disney cruise ship cost?
It depends.
What's the price range?
It depends on the excursion, and it depends on if it's just a Disney thing or if it's like, you could get cheaper excursions if you get off the boat and then go up to the, but it's not necessarily
safe and secure.
Cruise line approved and vetted.
Yeah, Disney vets a lot of this
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. If it's a Disney cruise port adventure, you're guaranteed two things. One, that you won't get lost and not come back. And B, the ship will probably wait for you.
Yeah.
If you're on a port adventure from some fly by night company, and you don't get back in time, you'll see the back end of the boat, and then you'll be finding an airport.
Yeah.
Typical port adventure starts probably, depending on something like this, I could see probably starting in the 300 to 400 range per person.
Whoa. It sounds like I'm staying on the ship and doing something.
Maybe 200, maybe a cheaper thing. But if you're talking about going out, and you're talking about going out fishing for a couple hours, coming back and getting a...
Can't I fish off the boat?
Maybe. No. No, you can't. It's too tall.
Yeah.
Too tall. No, it's more like... Splash. There you go. You know. So I'd probably say a few hundred bucks per
person. Excuse me, Captain. Could we do a little trolling in this area?
Excuse me, Captain. Could you play the When You Wish Upon a Star? Fish!
Oh, gosh. All right. Ready?
Yeah. Get out.
Oh. Headline news.
Headline news.
All right. I hope this is the last time I'm going to say this. Minivans are now permanent at Walt Disney World. With the trips from, or actually to, the airport. Now,
Was that ever a question?
Well, it was a test.
Oh.
They're going to the airport for the $350 or whatever they were charging. But now, what is also going to be permanent is pick up from the airport and take you to your Disney resort.
Daggum. So now,
the details of that have not been released yet, because when you're going to, you go to the front desk and then they text you a specific link. If you're at the airport, there's nobody there. Maybe when you go down, there's a little desk or something. They give you that, you know, downstairs where the Magical Express is.
Right, unless they schedule something.
Or they schedule ahead of time.
Oh, man, could you imagine? Now, we both have Lyfted and Ubered before. Yeah. Can you imagine if those Disney minivans get preferential treatment and can sit and line up at the airport?
Of course they are.
Those Uber drivers are.
They're going to pick up down where Magical Express is going to pick up.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah. They're not going to be hunting around for their guests.
That's crazy.
Voice of the Dreamfinder, Chuck McCann, died at age 83.
Oh, sad day.
So if you don't know who that is, go Google that or YouTube it and go watch Dreamfinder.
Right.
New Pandora Navi River Journey Limited Edition Magic Bands were accidentally released. I think because they had like the Navi woman on this, and it just, I don't know. There was underlying sexual overtones of this band.
Was she not dressed?
No, not really. I think that's why they pulled it. Somebody should have checked their artwork before they printed them. Just saying.
Oh, man. I got to find a picture of this now.
Disney released 5 new Pixar-themed magic bands.
Right.
Just in time for an incredible summer.
How lucky.
Yeah. They got Up, Robin. Cars, Wally, Toy Story, and I'm missing the others. I think we'll have pictures up this week. Remember, John, we spoke about the Disney Grand Floridian 30th Anniversary Gala?
I do remember this.
It's been canceled.
What? Did not enough people think this was a valuable enough event to purchase tickets?
I think the price scared everybody off.
Oh, it was ridiculous. Yeah, it was like horrible. $150.
No, it was more like $200 or $300.
Oh, yeah. It was a couple hundred bucks a person for one evening of cocktails.
Yeah, like 2 hours or whatever it was.
You get 2 hours. Have fun. Yeah. There's fireworks. Give me your money.
Yeah. Shop at Disney introduced new Disney Eats collection. So this is like a chef's hat with Mickey ears and an apron for the kids. It includes some more bakeware, cookware. Mm-hmm. It includes some mixing bowls and spoons and measuring cups, all part of this new Disney Eats collection.
Mm. Nice.
The Disneyland monorail got an incredible overlay.
That's incredible.
For Pixar Fest. I think it looked very cool. I kind of liked it.
I did too.
Yeah. I think I was like, wow, can't we get that here anyway? The Incredibles coming out. You know, come on. Don't we get any Incredible though?
We get the Marvel stuff. We got Tron forever.
Tron Rail. I got one of those.
Yeah.
Update, John. The Fairy Tale Fireworks, a sparkling dessert cruise, has an updated menu and extended now through June.
We talked about them extending it last week, but now they got the new menu release. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Got a new menu, yeah. This is an interesting one, and I don't get this. Somebody will have to explain this one to me. The Walt Disney Company is making an offer to purchase Sky News. Do they want to control the news now?
Well,
aren't they doing that anyway?
They do have ABC.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what they would do.
They have a very strong hold in airports and in overseas hotels. And so Sky News is kind of like the CNN of other places than the United States.
Now I get it. I was like,
Sky News is like the go-to.
I couldn't put the two pieces together.
Yeah, when you travel around the world, Sky News is usually BBC or Sky News.
Yeah. Okay.
In my opinion, I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, that makes sense then. Hey, Destination D tickets go on sale this Thursday. If you want to go, get online at 2 p.m. and get your tickets. Go to D23.com. Look for the ticketing link. It'll appear there just as the tickets go on sale. Click madly. Have your D23 member number
and
your credit card ready to go. I typically copy both of those, write them, type them onto a Word doc so I can just copy and paste them into the holes.
Right. Whoa. Hang on now.
And make sure that you're signed onto the website, D23.com, as well.
See.
And this is for Gold members and Gold member family.
Yep.
And I want to give a thank you to our friend Vince, who's our kind of our field reporter. He sends us emails almost every day. Pointing out some fun things in the park. So I want to thank Vince for doing that.
Yeah.
I like getting his emails and seeing his spin on things and, you know, showing us, gondola towers going up and new painted Autopia cars and the snowman over by Mama Melrose was painted. So thanks, Vince, for sending us all that stuff.
Yeah, it's great to have somebody who's keeping an eye out for us because, you know, Tony and I,
We don't
always catch
day.
Everything when we're not in there every day. He seems to be there an awful lot.
Yeah. Well, he goes walking there every day.
Yeah.
He's got a, picks a park and he's got a walking path there.
He's a good friend.
Yeah.
Good friend of the show.
Hey, this Thursday, April 12th, besides tickets going on sale for Destination D, it is this podcast's 6th anniversary.
Wow.
We've been doing this for 6 years, my friend.
You've been doing this for six
I've
years.
I've been doing this for 6 years.
I've been doing this for...
On and off.
4 years.
Yeah.
I had a little gap there where I wasn't doing it.
Yeah. I tried looking for it today. I think we lost some of the audio files from the first couple of years.
Yeah.
But the first podcast we did, which was, at that time, show 00000. And it was a zero. Trust me.
000.
It was a zero.
So,
well, I think it was okay. I mean, it was just...
I don't think it was anything like that.
Well, it sounded great. I liked it. I thought it was wonderful.
It was a terrible...
It was the crap.
If I could pull up that audio, you all would cry. Anyway, it was about the Disney nature film, Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee. Yeah. And we flung some poo that day.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if we talked about news or anything like that.
No,
we didn't do that until later on.
We were... I think when we start. Okay, so... I don't know if you had started anything, but I'd actually launched doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. I had delusions of grandeur, thinking, "Hey, if Lou can do it, you know,
anybody can."
You know, I was dumb enough to think that would be possible, and I think I was like 3 or 4 shows in, and I bumped into you. I had already bumped into you, and you'd already had the idea, and then you were like, "Hey, you want to do a podcast?" I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that." Two chuckleheads are better than me talking in a room with no audio acoustic treatment. So I sounded like I was in a room all by myself.
Right.
And then we had a lot of learning curve to get over. But yeah, we've seen 1, 2, 3, 4 co-hosts.
I've seen a lot of co-hosts.
You've seen a crap ton of co-hosts go through here. Yeah. We've changed how we've done the show a bazillion different ways,
mm-hmm.
but that's the nature. That's just like Walt Disney wants with the parks. They always got to be growing. I mean, we've made changes in the last 2 months, you know, how we do the show, but, it's been
video.
Amazing.
We got graphics now on the bottom and lower thirds.
Yeah. We're doing 3 shows a week.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
We're doing live shows. We have people who, can't part with their hard earned money to help keep the show running. I mean, that's just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
We have people who pay for advertising. We do meetups and people show up most of the time. It's just been amazing. It's it's been fun.
My next thing I'm looking at for this show, talking about the show, maybe a little future casting.
Mm-hmm.
There's this lady who actually is in Miami, Florida, who now has the ability to take your live feed and syndicate it to all streaming devices, such as your Roku, your Apple television, your Fire Stick, all of those things.
Wow.
So you may see more video of this show possibly in the future.
Why not?
then you will just hear us.
Right.
So video may be our next big thing.
Well, video killed the radio star.
That's
so.
You know. And we should play that on the first show that we do.
That's right.
Just so, like MTV.
That's right. So we want to make sure that you guys know how much we appreciate you. We yes. wouldn't be able to do any of that without you guys.
We wouldn't be doing this without you.
That is true. We would have stopped this crap a long time ago because it's it's a challenge. And I got to thank Tony, man. He does way more work for this than I do. You know, for a while there, he was pulling the show together and editing because my computer was down. I've been able to take some of the editing off his shoulders. But it's not easy, and you've done it for 6 years, man. Yeah. So,
and I'm not really tired yet.
That's because that's you're the crazy. Good news. That's because you're crazy.
That could be true.
It's been a lot of fun, and you know, this relationship has gone longer than a lot of my other relationships. So.
All right, let me ask you this: favorite guest?
Favorite guest?
I have a couple.
Holy crap.
I got a couple.
You tell me your couple and I'll think of my favorite guests.
Pat Carroll.
Yes, I was not on the show when Pat Carroll was. I was listening, but I wasn't able to talk.
Even if I just listened, I'd probably say Pat was one of my favorite guests.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Gurr was always entertaining.
Yep, wasn't there.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You could be talking about bicycles or you could be talking about photography, and that man still can give you an intellectual, deep conversation. And all you have to do is ask one question, and he's off like the ever bunny rabbit,
yeah.
just doing his thing, man.
Yeah.
So Bob's always interesting. And I did like also Bill Farmer.
Yeah.
Bill Farmer, it was very interesting to find out that he started out as a stand-up comedian with Bill Engvall.
Here's your sign.
Yeah. Here's your goofy.
Right. Here's your goofy.
Just blew my mind. I would say those are my top three favorite guests. Of
I would say Pat Carroll's probably my number one. Mm-hmm. Margaret Carey's probably my number two.
Yes.
I like to talk to the legends or people who worked with Walt to hear those stories.
Mm.
So those were probably my two favorites.
Right.
I probably got a longer list of people, guests that were a little bit more of a challenge. I'll tell you my favorite show just because it has not because the person that we were interviewing was great.
Mm-hmm.
Super knowledgeable, but it was a challenge was Yeehaw Bob.
Oh.
Because yes. apparently he was sitting at his piano.
Yeah.
And it was constant.
I know.
He all just, night long, man. I'm like, oh, editing this show is going
to
suck.
Somebody needs to give him a sedative.
but it's been great. I mean,
Well, he was saying, what does he bike? Like 100 miles a day?
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah. He's a bicyclist like Mr. Gurr.
Yeah, he's a machine. But I tell you, the thing is the Disney authors, you know, being a bunch of the Disney authors.
Yes.
You know, that's been amazing. So yeah, I would definitely say Pat and Margaret Carey. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And so David's asking in the chat room, have we tried to interview Jody Benson? Listen.
There's a bucket list of like five people that Tony's been trying for years to get.
From what I know, Jody will not do an interview without getting paid. And from what I hear, it's a lot of money. I've heard the $20,000.
And from what I know,
an interview.
And from what I know, we don't pay anybody because, for an interview.
Yeah, and it's just because she just doesn't have the time.
Well, sure.
You know, but yes, if somebody, I at one time thought I was 1 degree away from Jody Benson.
Mm-hmm.
And that just contact didn't work out. So if you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody who knows somebody who get us a little bit closer,
mm-hmm.
I would do that. The next person that we still have to wait is Michael Eisner.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have Michael Eisner on the show, come hell or high water. I'll die trying.
Do you not know who I am?
Yeah. I will die trying. And what I heard from his agent, because I was lucky enough to have his agent's contact information, is that he promised Mr. Iger that he wouldn't do any public interviews about Disney until Bob was out of being CEO in tenure. So I got to wait for Bob to leave, and Bob keeps extending, which is my problem. So, Mr. Iger, if you'd like to just step aside so we could talk to Michael Eisner, I would appreciate it.
Bob, yeah. For crying out freaking loud. Call it a day.
Yeah, the only public talking of Disney that Eisner has done since he's left was it last year at the Founders Day of Celebration, because he was the one who built Celebration.
Right.
That was the only time Eisner has spoken publicly about Disney.
Right.
You know, in depth.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of people. We have some pretty interesting people coming up.
Yeah.
In the next couple months.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that I wish we could get. I would love to talk to anybody in Marvel or Star Wars.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to any Disney legends that would talk to us. But, you know, it's been fun. And, you know, I've met a lot of great friends through doing this. And, you know, so, yeah, it's been a good ride.
Yeah. So here's to six more, hopefully.
Here's to six more. Good luck. See you at the end. Hopefully Disney won't raise the rates hopefully on everything so much to where we just throw in the towel and say, you know what, screw you guys, we're going home.
Somebody go and tell us what they did.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully the light at the end of the tunnel is not a train.
Correct. All right.
All right, that's it.
You want to leave it open for questions at the end?
Sure.
It took about 15 minutes.
Yeah, let me just hit the audacity.
Don't stop that yet. We have to say, make sure you find us over on Facebook at facebook.com/ Disney Parks Podcast. Find us at DisneyParksPodcast.com, Disney Park Podcast on Instagram, and Disney Podcaster on the Twitter. We appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to us. And unless you have anything else you'd like to add, my friend, we will see you
in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.